听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 4, Men and Women. Section 1.
Part 1. Sam and Becky are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, and Sam says to Becky, Becky, I was wondering, have you ever cheated on me? Becky replies, Oh, Sam, why would you ask such a question now? You don't want to ask that question. Yes, Becky, I really want to know. Please. Well, all right. 3 times. 3? Well, when were they? Well, Sam, remember when you were 35 years old and you really wanted to start that business on your own and no bank would give you a loan? Remember, then one day the bank president himself came over the house and signed the loan papers. No questions asked. Oh, Becky, you did that for me? I respect you even more than ever, to do such a thing for me. So when was number 2? Well, Sam, remember when you had that last heart attack and you were needing that very tricky operation and no surgeon would touch you? Then remember how Dr. DeBakey came all the way up here to do the surgery himself, and then you were in good shape again? I can't believe it. Becky, you should do such a thing for me, to save my life. I couldn't have a more wonderful wife. All right, then. When was number 3? Well, Sam, remember a few years ago when you really wanted to be president of the fishing club and you were 17 votes short? Part 2.
After just a few years of marriage, filled with constant arguments, a young man and his wife decided the only way to save their marriage was to try counselling. They had been at each other's throats for some time and felt that this was their last straw. When they arrived at the counsellor's office, the counsellor jumped right in and opened the floor for discussion. What seems to be the problem? The wife began talking, 90 miles an hour, describing all the wrongs within their marriage. After 15 minutes of listening to the wife, the counsellor went over to her, picked her up by her shoulders, kissed her passionately for several minutes, and sat her back down. Afterwards, the wife sat there speechless. He looked over at the husband, who was staring in disbelief at what had happened. The counsellor spoke to the husband. Your wife needs that at least twice a week. The husband scratched his head and replied, I can have her here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Section 2.
Part 1. The Chinese family is changing. In the past, grandparents, parents, and children used to live together, and they had an extended family. Sometimes two or more brothers, with their wives and children, were part of this large family group. Now a nuclear family is common, which consists of only one father, one mother, and children. It has become the main family structure everywhere. The nuclear family offers married women some advantages. They have freedom from their relatives, and the husband does not have all the power of the family. Studies show that in nuclear families, men and women usually make an equal number of decisions about family life. Wives in nuclear families sometimes do not enjoy this benefit, and they have some disadvantages. For example, women generally live longer than their husbands do, so older women from nuclear families often have to live alone. Now, women work outside and have more freedom than they did in the past, but they still have to do most of the housework. The women actually have 2 full-time jobs, one outside and the other at home. They do not have much free time. Part 2.
Are women more reluctant than men to take financial risks? The answer is no, according to René Schubert, Martin Brown, and Matthias Geiser of the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich, and Hans Wolfgang Brachinger of the University of Freiburg. These researchers recently wrote a paper titled Financial Decision Making: Are Women Really More Risk Averse? In which they refute the common perception that women avoid risk more than men, a perception that has contributed to the glass ceiling problem. The authors conducted a study in which men and women were confronted with a choice between risk and a certain payoff. They found that when men and women have the same types of choices, the differences in their approaches to decision-making are negligible. These results counter those of other studies, which have reinforced the stereotype that women are reluctant to make risky financial decisions. This image has hurt women in the workplace, reducing the trust put in them and limiting their chances for promotions. In this study, the outcome was that, for men and women alike, the willingness to take risks depends highly on individual decision-making rather than gender. Section 3.
65-year-old Sophia Loren is going down in history as the most beautiful woman in the world. The Italian actress beat rivals half her age in a poll of 3,000 Britons released Friday. Her photograph will be placed in a millennium time capsule for future generations to marvel at. The mature woman was well represented in the poll's top 10. British actress Joanna Lumley, 53, came fifth, and 59-year-old US movie star Raquel Welch was seventh. Loren beat out Liz Hurley, 34, for the top spot, with 33-year-old model Cindy Crawford third. Julia Roberts, 32, came fourth. Conducted by beauty product makers Botico, the poll asked more than 3,000 people, which living female in the public eye deserves the title the most beautiful woman in the world? Loren has always said she owes her voluptuous figure to nothing but spaghetti and my love of life. The list and photographs of the top 20 women will go in Europe's largest time capsule, the Millennium Vault, in Surrey, as part of a broad spectrum of 20th century trends represented for the people of 3000.
Unit 5. Population. Section 1.
Part 1.
July the 11th is the United Nations annual World Population Day. This year, the day is dedicated to the world's population passing the 6 billion mark. The UN is calling for greater reflection on what this number means for the planet's diminishing resources. In a matter of months, there'll be 6 billion people in the world. That's 1 billion more than just 12 years ago, and double the world's population in 1960. While UN statistics show that the population increase has begun to slow, the world's population is still expected to reach 10 to 11 billion by the year 2050. A counter at the UN in New York is registering the population increase, 2.3 babies born every second. On October the 12th, it will pass the symbolic 6 billion mark. There will be somewhere between 220,000 children born today in the world, and 95% or so of those will be born in developing countries, said Sterling Scruggs, Director of the Information and External Affairs, UNFPA. The current rate of growth is adding about 78 million people to the world's population every year, or the equivalent of a city the size of Beijing every month. However, experts say that population growth is just part of the problem. Concern for the environment is just as important. Well, the good news is that we have advanced to the point where we can sustain 6 billion people, albeit in poverty and with some degradation of the environment. The bad news is, how long can we continue to degrade the environment? Said Sterling Scruggs. While the world's richest nations, with their relatively small populations, continue to consume most of the world's resources, environmental degradation, deforestation, water shortage, pollution, and congestion are all leading to a lower standard of living for the majority.
Part 2. Hope has emerged that China will lose its title of world's most populous country in the new millennium. China's proportion of the world's population is expected to drop from one-fifth to one-sixth by the middle of the next century. By the end of 1998, China's population was 1.25 billion, 22% of the people on this planet. However, population growth in China is now far lower than in most developing countries. By the middle of the next century, China is expected to hand the title of world's most populous country to India. From one-fifth to one-sixth, this will be a great step forward for China. It's also a significant contribution to the world. All the demographers and futurists predict that in 30 years, China won't remain the number one in terms of population size, said a professor at the People's University. Currently, the natural growth rate of China's population is about 1%. The rate is lower or even negative in some coastal areas. This holds out hope for a sizable reduction in population growth. Experts say China's population capacity is 1.6 billion. If it jumps over 1.8 or 2 billion, sustainable social development will be impaired. Despite the progress so far in reducing growth, there's still a long and difficult road to achieve China's population goals.
Section 2.
Part 1.
No one knows exactly how many disabled people there are in the world, but estimates suggest that according to the statistics, the figure is over 450 million. The number of disabled people in India alone is probably more than double the total population of Canada. In the United Kingdom, about 1 in 10 people have some disability. Disability can take many forms and occur at any time of life. Some people are born with disabilities, and they have suffered a lot since then. Many others become disabled as they get older. They are disabled by some terrible diseases or in accidents. The disability has brought about a great trouble to them. Disabled people face many physical barriers. You can imagine how difficult it is if someone goes shopping and he cannot get up the steps. What's more, most disabled people can't support themselves and they have to live on government benefits. So it is important to draw attention to these people. It is the individual person and his ability, not his disability, which counts.
Part 2. Vice Premier Li Lanqing today said the National Work Committee for the Aged is being set up to improve services for the elderly. The Vice Premier was speaking at the first plenary session of the committee. Vice Premier Li Lanqing said that currently people over the age of 60 account for 10% of China's population and one-fifth of the people in the world over the age of 60. Li said that this was a positive sign of social and economic progress, as well as advances in medicine and technology. But he noted the need to prepare for an ageing society, especially in social and welfare services. The Vice Premier said the new committee being set up to care for the elderly will be a coordinate organisation under the State Council. It will coordinate policy making on the elderly. It will also oversee the protection of their rights and interests, as well as function as a bridge to similar organisations abroad.
Section 3. Australia is recognised as one of the most successful nations in building a tolerant, inclusive, and culturally diverse society. Australia's multicultural policy rests on three principles: the right to cultural identity, the value of social justice, and the interest in economic efficiency. 1. All Australians can, within carefully defined limits, express and share their individual heritage, including their language and religion. 2. Australia values equality of treatment and opportunity, and seeks the removal of barriers based on race, ethnicity, culture, religion, language, gender or place of birth. 3. Australia recognises the economic benefits of maintaining, developing, and using effectively the skills and talents of individuals from all backgrounds. These principles apply to all Australians, whether Aboriginal, Anglo-Celtic, or from non-English-speaking backgrounds, native-born or naturalised. Australia seeks commitment from all its people to their country's interests and future, to the structures and principles of its society, and to the rights of others to express their views and values. Unit 6. News Media. Section 1.
Part 1. The news media in the United States consists of radio, television, and newspapers. Most Americans begin their day by reading the newspaper or watching a morning news program. Throughout the day, the news is broadcast repeatedly on the radio and television. In the evening, news is a main feature on television, with up to 2 hours of news in the early evening and more news late at night. For those who prefer reading, the evening newspapers offer them the possibility of reading the news. The news media must interest the public, and it is a big business. However, it is a very competitive business, because stations or papers compete with each other for listeners and readers. When it comes to an item such as an election or a war, all the news media will report the same thing. As a result, listeners, viewers, or readers might find it difficult to choose. Nevertheless, most Americans would not criticize their news media too harshly. The credibility of the news media is generally acknowledged and accepted by the American public. Part 2.
Newspapers, along with reporting the news, instruct, entertain, and give opinions. An important way for reading a large, big city newspaper is knowing how to take it apart. Can you find these separate sections? World news, national and local news, sports, business, entertainment, opinions, classified ads. Does your paper have other sections? News stories give facts, not the author's opinions. Editorials do the opposite. You can expect an editorial to take sides. Some newspaper editorials have a byline with the author's name, but many newspapers have unsigned editorials. These reflect the opinions of the editor. You can be a better reader if you know what to expect in a newspaper. For example, you can expect headlines to omit unnecessary words. You can expect to find the most important facts in the leading paragraph of a news story. You can expect important news items to be on the front page. You can expect less important items to be on the inside pages. Most of all, the more you know about current news, the more you will understand what is in the newspaper. Important stories are generally presented one day and followed up on following days. So, an important way for reading newspapers is reading one frequently. Section 2.
Part 1. What happened to the days of closing a sale with a handshake? They are over. Today's global network has replaced yesterday's good old boy network. No publication positions you at the centre of that network better than Management Review. With Management Review, you're put in touch with over 75,000 decision makers worldwide. These aren't just casual readers, but committed members of AMA, the world's largest business management association. Leaders who make purchasing decisions for others. Management Review also gives you accesses to the staffs of these business leaders. With just one media buy, you're able to multiply your ad's impact many times over, with readers who are buyers, not just browsers. What better place to advertise your business product or service than in the official publication of the world's largest business management association? Find out more about how Management Review delivers the target audience that is made to order for your success. Part 2.
General Electric Company has not offered to sell its NBC television network to Time Warner, Inc. Both companies said after Rupert Murdoch, the chairman of a media rival, told the Fox News Channel that he was aware of such an offer. Murdoch, chairman and chief executive of News Corp, said GE had offered to sell NBC, the last major television network not already owned or set up to be bought by a major media conglomerate, to Time Warner for $25 billion. News Corp owns Fox News Channel. Time Warner operates the upstart WB network, a competitor to the Big Four of NBC, Walt Disney's ABC, CBS, and News Corp's Fox. CBS Corp has agreed to be sold to media giant Viacom Inc. in a deal initially valued at $37 billion, leaving only NBC unaffiliated with other major media properties. There has been speculation recently that GE would spin off NBC as a separate publicly traded company, though some analysts said the company would be better off supported by GE's financial structure. Neil Cavuto, a commentator on Fox News, had asked Murdoch if he was interested in buying NBC, a broadcast network that also owns CNBC and an interest in news channel MSNBC and other cable properties. Murdoch replied, "I understand the business, NBC, CNBC and its cable properties, has been offered to Time Warner for $25 billion, and one or two well-known people on the board are very much in favour of buying it, and the rest are very much opposed to it. That's something that's currently going on at the moment." Murdoch's comments were not true, Time Warner spokesman Ed Adler told Reuters. GE also denied Murdoch's statements. In addition to Fox News Channel, News Corp owns newspapers around the world and a stake in Fox Entertainment Group, a film and television studio. Section 3.
United News and Media and Carlton Communications announced a merger today that would create one of Britain's most powerful television companies. The market value of the merged group would be $12.7 billion. It would have interests ranging from digital television broadcasting and national newspapers to a string of local British TV franchises and US businesses, including Technicolor. The merger would be one of the biggest shake-ups in years in Britain's media industry. United News and Media owns the Express and Daily Star tabloid newspapers, along with several regional franchises for the non-government independent television network. Independent Television, or ITV, is Britain's oldest commercial network. Carlton has diverse operations, including a London ITV franchise, video reproductions, and a share in the land-based broadcasting business. Both groups are believed to be concerned about the possible arrival of a much larger rival from the United States. By merging, they would become a more formidable takeover candidate. The deal, which must be approved by monopoly regulators, would create Britain's largest commercial broadcasting group, with six ITV franchises covering about 65% of Britain's households. The Financial Times reported today that the merger would be an equal partnership. Part of the rationale behind it is to create a force within the country's independent television network, powerful enough to take on rival Granada. Lord Hollick, chief executive of United News and Media, would hold the same post in the merged group. Carlton chairman Michael Green would become chairman. The combined company plans to sell shares in its business-to-business internet business on the Nasdaq market beginning next year.